all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, there's one or two things I want to remain standing. We're going to deal with activating the law and grace of attraction for your health. Activating the law and grace of attraction for your health. Secular World had a book out called The Secret. It went worldwide. And then there was another lady who wrote a book called The Law of Attraction. We're talking about God's law of attraction and grace attracting your health. You're going to hear some things that may be a little shocking to you tonight, but we're going to deal with them because the Holy Spirit is dealing with me about them. I want to read a letter from a testimony from a lady who's been practicing nursing for 21 years. She said, "Good day, Apostle Thompson." And I won't reveal who she is because she said some strong things. "My testimony is very unique. I knew I had to change my medically trained mind when you visited our church 15 years ago. I was very ill at that time and was experiencing pain that the strongest pain medicine couldn't help. When you stepped out on the platform and stood before the crowd, my pain symptom began to leave my body. The more you ministered, the better my body began to feel. But here she got this, and when you finished, the disabilitating symptom returned. At that time, I did not know the power of the cross or how to let the Lord manifest himself in my body, nor did I fully understand healing and health according to the word of God. I can relate to the woman with the issue of blood in Matthew 5:25-34, was seen many doctors over the past 21 years with no success and the financial hardship. As a nurse," she's a nurse, "and a patient, I've seen the evil in health care and knew my health could only come by the Father, the great physician." We're not putting down doctors, I'm just the whole system. "I knew there were fundamental and foundational kingdom concepts I needed to understand to help me advance and mature in spiritual matter. The Evan Christian Word Training Center was a divine setup where I learned God's plan for the apostolic and pastoral leadership in the church. Plucks your son teaching us that we are the church and how we are assigned to bring God's plans and agenda from heaven to earth. Our plans as believers will be taken care of when we make God plan priority. The revelation knowledge from your teaching and the class from Evan Christian Word Training Center have put me on the cutting edge. The pace setting, pioneering, and pathfinding plans of God are bringing me to my expected end of health and wealth. As I continue to do my part and make the necessary changes in my food and lifestyle choices while incorporating these teachings, I know that I am on the right path to manifesting full restorative health. My health angels are with me, and the Holy Spirit is helping me to navigate and avoid, watch this, the trap Satan have set. Thank you, Apostle. I'm humbled and honored to be in the position I am in." Now, I think that letter, and then we're going to sit and I'm going to go to work. That letter is informing us that we operate by faith. And as revelation come, the manifestation may not be there at the same time. But if you're a faith operator, the manifestation is sure to come. Let me say that again. Let me talk to you again. The manifestation, most of the time, will not happen instantly. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, "Without faith it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So with your symptoms and your pain, and you start believing and acting on faith, on revelation, it finally will come, but you cannot get discouraged because you have some feeling in it yet. All right? You already healed. Yeah, once you function in the word properly, your healing and your health has come. The position that the church in, it took us a long time to get in this damnable position. Being sick, just like people who don't have Christ. We've had good services. We fell out. We've run. We've shouted. But yet, a lot of areas we have not stepped in as we should. And apostolically and prophetically, the Lord is bringing those steps for us to take, that we not only talk about, I'm going to be healed, but be healed. Yes. I'm going to walk in health, but walk in health. So I want you to listen very carefully tonight. You may be seated. Activating the law and grace of attraction for your health. I want to say a few things to you to take notes. We're beginning the scriptures in a few moments with principle. But you understand, activating the law and grace of attraction, the law of attraction, the grace of attraction for your health. Health is ready to flow in the body of Christ. You need to know that. You need to know it because you're the body of Christ. Health is ready to flow in the body of Christ. Here's what it would take now. Three things. It would take revelation, obedience, and faith. Those three things. Revelation, obedience, and faith. The health is ready to flow. But it's going to have to take just three things. Revelation, obedience, and faith. In other words, when you're being instructed, you have to take what you're instructed about and put it in action consistently. Don't care what your body's saying. Don't care what your feeling's saying. Don't care what the internet's saying. You just stick with the revelation God has given you. All right? You got those three things? Yes. What are they?
Revelation,
obedience. All right? The time for the church to flow in her divine rights of being healthy from God. Being healthy is a divine right from God for every one of his children. And he has made it possible, no matter what sickness or what disease you've been dealing with or your family been dealing with, you can walk out of it. You have to know that. You have to know that. Get out of here. Who are you? You don't want to preach. Now listen to this very carefully. And we'll start working scriptures and principles in a few moments, but I'm in an introduction here, getting you ready for it. You are being prophetically chosen by the Spirit of God to flow in supernatural health. Now write that statement to yourself. I want you to have that. You're prophetically chosen. These are prophetic, supernatural health moments in your life. Flow in supernatural health. Say supernatural health. Say it again. Say it again. Now what you say those three times, there's no impossibility about your health. No matter what agenda, what information you receive, there is, no matter how, what your age is, it doesn't matter, all right? Because we're talking about what kind of health?
Supernatural.
What that mean? Well, it eradicated the word impossible. Because we're talking about God. See, when you say supernatural, you're talking about God. And there's nothing God can't do. And he's given us scriptures to put us in that divine position to flow with him. Right?
Yes, sir.
The scriptures. You see, God speak to us. Look at John 6:63 a minute. I'm going to just go ahead and work as the Spirit give me. See, it's so important that you let the Lord give you a rhema about your health. Not just a revelation. Not just a reading. All right? Not just repeating scripture. But a live word. John 6:63. A live word. Once you get that live word about you, he sent his word to heal us, right?
Yes.
But you've got to get it personally. You can't, the pulpit can't get it for you. But you when you're meditating, there's a rhema word that God's going to give you, and you hold on to that rhema. Ride that baby.
Yes.
See, it is the spirit that quickens the flesh, profits nothing. The words that I speak to you Not to your pastor. Not to the person sitting next to you. Speaking to you. They are spirit and they are life. And I'll let you know they can't be stopped. All right? All right. Now here's another thing, the introduction. Stop grieving the spirit. And stop letting your soul be knocked out of alignment with the will of God. Stop grieving the spirit and stop letting your soul be knocked out of the alignment of the will of God. Because your health really is in your soul. Health not going to come to your body without health being in your soul. We know we got 3 John 2, right? Beloved, I worship of all things, you prosper being healed even as your soul prospers. So when you get your mind, your imagination, your emotion, your conscience, and your will in the plan of God, that's the context of your soul. First, you got to have the mind set for it. And then emotion means feeling. You got to feel healthy with the pain. Because you're operating by faith, right?
Yes, sir.
So you're not. I know you're not operating by feeling.
No.
The Bible says feeling don't move God. All right? All right? These are times that the Father will be given the right to reveal the glory of the gift of his Son. We need to reveal the glory of the gift of Jesus in our bodies, in our health. All right? And say the law did it, you see. All right? The law and grace of health are ready to triumph in your body now. You got an apostle talking to you now.
Oh, yes, sir.
Every God told me to tell you.
Oh, yes, sir.
So you got to take it on that level.
Oh, yes.
You got to take it. I'm not just telling you a little outline here. These are things that hours of prayer have been put on, and this is what he told me to tell you. The law and grace of help are ready to triumph in your body now. Entering into partnership with the Holy Spirit about your help. Oh, I love that. Entering into partnership with the Holy Spirit about your help. Holy Spirit, I come into partnership with you. Come on. About my health. We receive it. Many are getting healed all over the world while I'm talking. And they'll step off in their health. It can happen in their mummies, you know. Let me say the last part of that. I didn't say the last part. Enter into partnership with the Holy Spirit about your health and how to attract it at all times. That's the whole statement. Enter into partnership with the Holy Spirit about your health and how to attract it at all times. One more thing and then we'll start working some principles. You being prepared for a health journey. Said it. Watch. It hit me when he gave me this, because I got to say something after that. You being prepared for a health journey, the church had never seen. Isn't that something? But listen to this last part. But some people have seen in the world. By learning the program of their bodies, you got a lot of healthy, unsaved people. A lot of sick Christians. You see? Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Principle number one, activating the blood on your health daily. Activating the blood on your health daily, the blood of Jesus on your health. If you want a program of how the blood work, I don't have that verse to you tonight, but Revelation 5:12, you'll find seven powers of the blood. But here in 1 Corinthians 6:19, it says, what? That's a good question for the church right there. We talk about hell. What? You mean to tell me you're a child of God and you're not healthy? What? You mean to tell me you're a child of God and been attacked and don't believe you're going to get out of it? What? You believe you're going to carry this the rest of your life? What? You come here tonight for what? I like that. What? The question mark. What? Because after the Apostle Paul is talking in the apostolic setting, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Who can prove the Holy Ghost sick? Who can prove the Holy Ghost ever been sick? So you got a healthy Holy Ghost on the inside. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Tell the person next to you, you got a healthy Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Woo, I love that. Woo. Woo, I got a healthy Holy Ghost on the inside of me. And he don't want to be in no sick body. Now, here's another thing. Listen with it. When I said he don't want to be in no sick body, the Lord said he don't want to be in no trick body. Sickness and disease is a satanic trick. Once you learn how to handle it, it can't hold you no more. Are y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I got a healthy Holy Ghost living on the inside of me. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you don't have no right to be sick. You're not your own. You belong to him. Why? For you are born with a price. Look at the 24th. Oh, my goodness. That's the blood. That's that cross. For you are born with a price. Look what he tells us to do now. Therefore, be sick every 3 weeks. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So if the Bible tells us to do it, we must be able to do it, right? In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the blood, by the power of grace and mercy, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, if we can find grace and mercy to help in the time of need. That's a revival, that's a breakthrough, the church coming out and begin to walk in that health, activating the blood on your health daily. Get some blood scripture and put on your health daily. You got it? Press on number two. Turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. I ran upon this verse after many years. It is such a powerful verse. I never got the full revelation out of it yet because I know it's more pregnant than I'm seeing. But I'll keep working with it because it's so powerful. I know one thing. When you were born, God placed a supernatural doctor on the inside of you. And if you look at this verse is saying something here, Psalm 139, 14. Let me give you the principle first. Keeping your soul in alignment with the Holy Ghost about your health rights. Keeping your soul in alignment with the Holy Ghost about your health rights. Don't let feeling, facts, and nothing else tell you different. You have health rights. I have a right to be healthy. Now we're dealing with things, my brothers and sisters, we're dealing with things over the years we were permitted to come in our body. Probably all of us got some type of symptom in our bodies now we don't want. But over the years, I had to use the word through ignorance. Lack of knowledge sounds better, but I want to use ignorance too. And lack of knowledge, those things came into our body by not knowing how to fight. But God is teaching us now how to fight right, how to take care of our body properly, and not to be addicted to things that tear our bodies down. See, addicted is like fornication, like being a drug addict. If you got anything you can't quit, you're an addict. I know we should have skipped that part. I know. Lord have mercy. We were doing good. I was feeling real good. But you need to know the whole truth. What did he say? The truth sets you free, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, one of the things I learned personally, I've been eating all these years. I'm 77. I've been eating all these years. I've been preaching 50 years. I've been eating by taste. I know I'm not up here by myself. I have no idea what I was putting in my mouth. I had no idea what it had to do with my health, what it had to do with my liver, what it had to do with my kidney, what it had to do with my heart. I just eat, man. I said, ooh, I like that. Anybody here with me?
Yes,
sir. All right, y'all truth. I love y'all. Y'all truth. But this is going to help you. You're going to think about it. Kind of read a little bit. What my favorite doing for my health? That's a good question, isn't it? And be strong enough, just like you can quit fornication if you was fornicated, or adultery, or drug addict, you can quit that. All right, just 139, verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am what?
Fearfully.
Underline that word. And what?
Wonderful.
Underline that. Made marvelous. Underline that. Or thy working. Look what he says. And then my soul knows right well. See, my mind, my thinking, my emotion, my imagination, my consciousness. See, let's go to the scripture here. I got two more scriptures, but let's go to the scripture here. Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience, that is, also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. You're gonna have to stop being unconscious about your health. Stop being unconscious about your saying them little silly statements about, oh girl, you gotta have something sometime. But sometime really is all the time. Come on, become conscious. 3 John 2, what it said. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper, be in health, even as what?
Soul.
Connected to Psalm 139:14 now. And then you have the blessed scripture that I want you to turn there, Psalm 103:1. Bless the Lord. Look who the psalmist is talking to. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that's within me, bless his holy name. Go to the next verse. Because you got five, and I can't stay with you too long, but you got five benefits. When your soul get to functioning, there's five benefits you're going to know. And you're going to be able to go to those five benefits at any time. Bless the Lord, my soul, all my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his what?
Benefits.
Do you know one of the benefits are? Talk to me. Hell is a benefit. Some of y'all don't want to say it. You've been without it so long, you don't want to say it. It's almost seem impossible to be in hell. But like I say, there are things that I have to deal with now that I know I've done it over the years. See, so don't feel ran on. The things that have come into my body over the years that I have to let the Holy Spirit repair and renew it on a daily basis. We all have made mistakes. And don't be friendly with your disease. Just tell it, no, I don't want you here. I ain't no friend to you. Get out of my body. in the name of Jesus. Go back to that verse. Go back to Psalm 103. I want them to see these three verses, this third verse. Go to the third verse. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How we miss the second part? Who healeth all our diseases. We believe the first part. You know you're going to heaven, right? Well, know you're going to hell. And stop going to hell. No, you didn't hear how I'm saying it. Yep, I'm going to say it again, though. Know you're going to hell and stop going to hell. Because sickness and disease is hell. Pain is just trouble. And they're always going to tell you you're going to die. Go to the next verse. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who redeemed my life is redeemed from destruction. Hallelujah. See, you gotta talk that. You gotta believe that. You gotta say that when the pan hits you, I'm delivered from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. It's five things that you need to look at. Five things you need to look at. Here's another principle. I'm going to give you another scripture to go with it. We're activating our health, the law and grace for attracting health. Your health rights are flowing in heaven right now. Waiting on your faith to claim it and act on it properly. Oh, I'm going to give you that again.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because I want you to see, because the scripture going to back us up. Your health rights. Say, I have health rights.
I have health rights.
All right. In heaven right now.
In heaven right now.
Waiting.
Waiting.
On my faith.
On my faith.
To claim it.
To claim it.
And act on it properly.
Never too late.
Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. My health rights. He don't want you to know you got a health right. But it's our job from the pulpit to tell you, you have health right. How in the world has church been so long dabbing in sickness and disease just like everybody else? And we have a redeemer. Jesus didn't only take our sin when he was on that cross. He took all our sickness. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastised our peace was on him, and with his stripe, I am healed. So we're talking about something already paid for. We read in Galatians 6, 9, you say you bought with a price. Already paid for. Now we're about to read Galatians 3:13, telling about the payment again. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse is everyone hanging on a tree. Look what he said in the next verse. That the blessing of Abraham, now I always use these two words, might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now you can be sick all your life and go to heaven. Yeah. He ain't gonna leave you out of heaven because you've been sick all your life. But you can bring heaven down here.
Yes, sir.
Give me three hallelujahs.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
I want to open your spirit up so you can go down in there. I feel a strong anointing coming on my body right now. Shh. I know the anointing had to be present to get things across to people that it won't work without the anointing. And my goodness. So your health right is flowing in heaven right now, waiting on your faith to claim it. Your faith going to bring it down to earth. And then act on it properly. Now these verses will go into this next principle. Is in Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. I think it's one of the most dynamic ways to getting out our old ways and thinking about health. You know, we think we can read four or five scriptures and it's going to happen. No, some things you have to know. Proverbs 4. I'll give you the principle in a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting anything?
Yes, sir.
Think you'll be able to fight better?
Yes, sir.
I feel the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise His holy name. Your healing and health is functioning in your body right now. Health angels are flying around in here right now. Online, you got it? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I really want to run right now, but I can't. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Body of Christ, don't you don't put a so called. Don't y'all let this go to waste. Go over it. Over and over again. Listen very closely, this principle I'm about to give you, along with Proverbs 4. Here is how to create the health, power, faith, and anointing. Here's how to create health, power, faith, and anointing. Good God Almighty. You mean to tell me, you're telling me how to create health, power? Faith and anointing?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my word. Incline thine ear to my saying. Let them not depart from thy eye. Keep them where? Look what he says now. For their life. To those that find them and health to some of their flesh. So he said, attend to the word. Your health is on the inside of the revelation of the word. No sickness, no disease can stand up to the word. Do not become discouraged because it didn't happen last month. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering. Why? For he's faithful, that promise. Nothing is impossible to him. If he said it, he'll make it, he'll do it. If he said it, he'll make it good. But he needs your faith. Without faith, it's impossible. But with faith, all things possible. You have not, as a child of God, you have had not the right opportunity to have faith for help. It's too many healing conventions. Nobody told you you can keep it after you get it. But God in these last days is bringing health to his church, testimony to his church. How I got over. I declare everybody in here going to have a testimony. What good things the Lord have done for me. These principles work. These principles come from the mouth of God. Your body condition will never be the same again. You are a believer. You can do everything I'm saying. Because you got the Holy Spirit to help you. Now this principle here, you got to go over it and over it again. It's the power of God's word is the simplicity, but it got so much jammed in it. Simple statements. Your body is ready to create help with your help and cooperation. Your body is ready to create help with your help and cooperation. In other words, the body says, I can't do it by myself. Now, familiar scriptures now. You've danced with these scriptures many times. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. That's the three voices. Those three voices are going to turn it on. You meditate those three voices. By the mercy of God, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable servant. Be not conformed to the world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And then it talks about your faith. You got a measure of faith. You got a measure of faith that Satan cannot stop. God give every one of us the measure of faith, but you got to watch that mind. See, look at that third word. See, you go to think more highly of yourself than you ought to think because you know 14 scriptures. And got four of them working. I'm just trying to make it vivid so you can see it, you know. Look at those three scriptures. You know, when I think about those three scriptures there, the Holy Ghost brings to my remembrance now. Think about another scripture. And those three things, you're talking about your body, your mind, and your spirit, and your faith. Another scripture go along with that, and you're going to have a right. I believe in living right. Yes. That wasn't loud enough. Yes. Because I think about, go to 1 Thessalonians 5:23 now. See, health is part of my sanctification. If you live a sanctified life, you ought to have sanctified health. Yes. Sickness can't touch you if you live right. Yes. See, the word sanctified, the culture that building in the church, they don't want to use that word. They want to use the word excuse. And they want to change the Bible. But the Bible said, be holy. Yes. For I am holy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See? There are threefold sanctification, spirit, soul, and body. That's threefold health. Yes, sir. All of them ought to be healthy. Yes, sir. You see it, don't you? Yes, sir. Now, some of you, I don't know how long you've been dealing with what you've been dealing with, but I'm going to give a clarification on the aspect of how you're going to walk out of it. All right. I want you to turn to James chapter 1 for this principle. Health wisdom is unfolding in my midst. Health wisdom is unfolding in my midst. Health wisdom. Now, the Bible talks about in James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth liberty and upbraideth not. So we're going to begin. I want you to begin tonight asking God wisdom about your situation. Ask God to give you wisdom. See, because we jump ahead of God. We put medicine ahead of wisdom. You got to have wisdom what to take and what not to take. Don't just get crazy and throw your medicine away. That's crazy. But you need wisdom. God, give me. All right, I'm going to ask a question. How many of you have asked God to give you, and don't get spiritual on me in here. Give you wisdom about your health. I saw some hands. Okay. All right. All right. I believe. I just don't want you lying up in here. I mean, specifically, taking time in your prayer time, not one time, but consistently, God, give me wisdom for my health. A daughter was talking to her father, and her father said, the daughter was trying to tell her father about some things he could do for what he was dealing with. He said, I only do what the doctor tell me to do. Some of y'all in the same car with him. Don't be putting that man down. Y'all sitting right on the back seat laughing. I do only what the doctor tell me to do. So what you have done is made the doctor your God over God, and your body don't belong to the doctor. Your body belongs to God. I'm not against the doctor. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But when a doctor becomes God, it's time to stop it. Yeah. I got to hear what God's saying to me. Yeah. If you ask God for wisdom, he'll tell you what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go. That's what he told his daughter. He told her, he said, I only do what the doctor tells me to do. How many of y'all are guilty now? Don't raise your hand. That's putting God second. What? But the Bible says, seek ye what? First. Kingdom of God and his righteousness. What? All things to be added to you. Very simple, isn't it? I said, very simple, isn't it? Whew. Health wisdom is unfolding in our midst. We're talking about right tonight. James, look at James 1, 5, and 6. Now, you talk about trials. The first four verses talk about trial. And I'll tell you, boy, we've been through some health, some sickness and disease trial, haven't we? Constantly. But he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And look what he said next. That giveth to all men liberally. Now, how many believe that God know what to do about your situation? We all believe that. We're Christians. We believe God. But give him a chance then. Ask God to give it to all men liberty and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. And look at the next verse. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tall. So you got to ask God, you got everything God, you got to ask him in faith. I'm telling you tonight, I want you to ask God in faith, what must I do to obtain my help? I don't care. I know you might have been on the medicine, you might have been on it, dealing with it for 15, 20, 25 years. Just ask God and listen and be obedient. Don't get in the flesh and do nothing stupid. I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you to get in the wisdom of God. You got to ask him for faith. He'll give you faith. God, give me faith for my health. Yes. Write that down. Give me wisdom for my health and faith. All right? Let me try to get one or two more in here. Health is saying through the Trinity. You know the Trinity, right? Let me manifest. Health, oh my goodness, is saying through the Trinity. Let me manifest. Now I want to show you the Trinity. Scripture you probably know. Acts 10:38. The Trinity know about health. The Trinity know about healing. The Trinity know about health. The Father know about it. The Son know about it. And the Holy Ghost know about it. As a matter of fact, they team up. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. It was God. Jesus. With the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. For God is with him. There's the Trinity. What I said about the Trinity? Somebody tell me what I said. Health is saying through the Trinity, let me manifest. And you got a Trinity scripture right there. That he said heal. How many of you heal?
All.
Put this in your note. Faith runs the law of health attraction. You got Hebrews 11:6, Mark 11:22-24. Hebrews 11:6. I got to rush up a little bit now because I don't get to go viral. So now you know how to function in the law of health attraction. You're going to begin to attract health to your body. Matter of fact, I want you to say I'm a health attractor. And just take those scriptures to back you up. Jesus said, very, very, I said, have faith in God. You remember Mark 11, 20? Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast, he shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. What are you saying? You can't say what your body said, because your body is out of control. Develop your soul that your soul can speak to your body. Holy Spirit speak to your spirit speak to your soul speak to your body. Are you ready to become a health decreer?
Yes.
Decree your health. Decree is different than confessing. Decree has governmental power, spiritual governmental power behind it. Decree it. Job 22:28. Help decree. I got three more I'm going to lay on you and then I'm going to close. The sun's going to come take over. We must remove the mass deception and ignorance of taking care of our soul and body. We must remove that. We can't let nobody take us over. We are in the highest place of authority that can be in the body of Christ. Don't become discouraged. Be steadfast, unmovable, abounding. I want to say it's a powerful statement. Your night has come. your night has come. So I'm just going to say this little thing here. I didn't want to say it. It might be my last time saying it, but I don't see why people, why this church is not running over. And then I go to you in words. That's not right. Stupid. I use words like that. See, I don't want to use them words. You got people from all over the world in here tonight. People to come to sit, just want to sit. Come early to sit. You down the street eating cheese and hog head cheese and bologna sausage. And think you're tricking me. You ain't tricking me. Who you tricking? Yourself. Use Psalm 103:1-3 again, for that we must remove the mass deception and ignorance of taking care of our soul and body. You could also use Proverbs 4:20 again. That will help you. Help cometh to me now. Say it.
Help cometh to me now.
I receive my health, grace,
and mercy
from the throne of God. Hebrews 4:16. Open your Bible to Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Write in your notes, God's favor is on my help. God's favor is on my body. God's favor is on all my organs. Right now, in Jesus' name. You know what I want to tell you right after that? You know what the Spirit of God just told me? Two words. You're covered. See, in the spirit world, when you make the right discovery, you're covered. We're, in the spirit, we're discovering things about health in here tonight. And everything we discover, it covers. Let me give you this last principle. Now we are correcting the damages we have done to our bodies through deception, commercials, and ignorance. Now we are correcting the damages we have done to our bodies through deception, commercials, and ignorance. John 10:10. I'm come. The thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy, right? I'm come that you might, what? Have what? Now here's a verse that enforces that verse, Ephesians 3:20. But you've got to have revelation now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. According, can't do it without that, the power that works in us. Revelation knowledge. The enlightenment. See, I said it a couple of weeks ago. We can't let excitement overrule enlightenment. And a lot of these, preachers just get you excited. And you feel so good, but you leave with the whole bag. What you can, what you leave with. But when you get enlightenment, you go to think, well, I'm going to deal with this thing. Now we are correcting the damage we have done to our bodies through deception, commercials, and ignorance. We've got John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. And I want to leave you with these three words. Correction, direction, and protection. Correction. Direction, follow direction, follow correction, and you'll have your protection.